My first year at Grand Canyon began with a story told by a Navajo medicine man. After spending a winter near Red Lake, I was about to leave and wanted to hear any traditions he had about Grand Canyon. "Which Grand Canyon?" he asked. After he got it narrowed down to the right Grand Canyon, he told me how it came into being. "Long time ago," he said, "at the very beginning of things, there was only flat land where the canyon now lies. In that place lived the male waters and the female waters." He went on to describe the conflict between them, how the male waters struggled to move downward, and the female waters fought to rise up. Over time, the opposing forces carved a tremendous hole in the earth. Finally, the male waters broke free and surged to the sea, while the female waters escaped and rose up as clouds. The Navajo gave me some blue corn cakes mixed with juniper ash for the journey, and on reaching the south rim, I set up a base camp. A series of exploratory trips through the inner canyon opened a new world for me. When I heard about a businessman planning to set up a trail guide service, I drove into town to introduce myself. To my surprise, my 2 weeks of canyon hiking was enough to land the job. But it wouldn't start for 2 months, and I was out of money. So I walked into the Fred Harvey offices at what turned out to be the right moment. They needed a replacement for a worker at Phantom Ranch who had just quit. The next day I was heading down the trail, ready to start at the bottom and work my way up. The job involved long hours with little pay, but I was right where I wanted to be. Every 10 days I had 4 off to wander, and after 2 months I left to start work as a trail guide. Hiking out on a moonless night, I carried a backpack with a duffel over my shoulder and Venus shining bright enough to cast a shadow. And the next day I bought a 62 Ford pickup from a mule wrangler and started guiding. When the season began to slow in the fall, I decided to do a long trip through the heart of Grand Canyon. My brother joined me.